I'm Tundalea Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions for days.
Hello, beautiful people. It's, I think, July 21st, and I hope July is being sweet to you. Right now, my son hasn't been feeling too well, and I've been doctoring on him. But other than that, the girls seem to be doing okay. I'm a little tired from, running, back and forth, and, until everybody's well in my house, sometimes I'm a little on edge, but I know God has it. I want to tell actually two stories. When I was little, I went to my mom. I had to be about four. I went to my mom and I told her I wanted a baby sister, a baby brother. And she said, she talked to my dad and they had discussed it and they were trying. And then she said, I came back a short while after that and said, Mom, I changed my mind. I want a puppy. So I am their only child. And it took a while before I actually got a pet, a dog of my own. But here's the thing. When I was little, I was actually afraid of dogs, especially strange dogs. But I wanted a golden retriever. I thought that was the best looking dog in the world. I always wanted kind of a tan brown one. I had seen them on TV and I thought that would just be the perfect dog for me. But up till now, I have not yet had a golden retriever. Now, I did have my dog, Precious. She was a Sheltie mix, and she was the color of the dog that I wanted, but she was smaller, and she, looked more like a collie or a Shetland dog. She was an adorable dog, but she was really spoiled and, territorial. But the second story is, we're outside playing in our backyard one day, and we hear like this kind of, this noise. So we go to investigate, and we walk all the way through our backyard, which was attached to the field of our school. So that tells you just how close my house was to our school. And so we trek all the way across the field, and to our dismay, to our shock, there's a little dog, a little mutt, tied up against the fence with a rope, with his neck kind of strained. And so I decide that he needs to be rescued. And I order everybody, because remember, I'm afraid of dogs. So I order everybody, I tell everybody what to do, who to hold his body, who to untie the rope, and we get him free. And then we walk him up the hill, across the field, up the hill to my back porch. My mom comes out and she's like, what are y'all doing with that dog? And we're like, Mom, I got a dog, And so I go in the house, I get a bowl, so he can have some water. I get a pack of bologna. I bring the bologna out and he is starving. He is thirsty and, he gobbles everything up. And it was a Sunday because I knew I had to go to school the next day. So I wake up the next day. Well, before that, I'm really happy that I have this dog and I'm drawing, drawing pictures of him. And I'm thinking about all the things that I can do with my new dog. And, I'm just really happy. And I tell him goodbye before I go off to school the next day. And then when I get home, I'm walking home and I get close to our apartment. I'm like right there in front of our door. And in the distance, I see him walking. And I call out to him. And he turns, he looks at me, and then he turns around and he keeps walking. He walks away like he had never seen me before in my life. It's funny now, but at the time I was actually hurt because, I had all these plans, and I thought, oh, this little ungrateful butt. Wow, he didn't even come back to speak or say bye or anything. He just walked away like, and as an adult, there were a couple of times I thought maybe that's why somebody tied your little butt up, but, I don't know exactly what that situation was. But, later, of course, I realized he's free now and maybe he's on his way home. Maybe he knows exactly where he has to go and, you know, you freed him and you enjoyed him for the moment. And that's what the experience was supposed to be. But I feel good, you know, reminiscing about that good memory. And I hope you have some good memories that sometimes you sit and reminisce about. And I hope that the rest of July is good to you, that it's prosperous for you in every way. And I thank you for coming to spend time with me. And until next time, blessings and love.
If you like today's podcast and you enjoy a good read, check out my books, Honey and My Tea, Knockout Rose, or With Your Broke Ass. You can find them all on Amazon.
Thank you for listening to Queen of the Minivan. Until next time, be sweet, be grateful, and stay optimistic.